When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So yesterday I'm at the Twins game, walking with my nephew, Matthew, and a Drive Time with DeRusha listener comes up and says, "Hey, Jason, I really like listening to your show. I listen all the time." And my nephew, who is 12, says, after I thank him for listening, and, you know, we had a nice little conversation, Matthew says, "Is this what it's like to be famous?"
How about that?
Yes. That's it. Honestly, that's all it is. You're at a Twins game, and I said, I'm like, "Matthew, the best part about this is that most of the time in life, no one's ever going to tell you you're doing a good job. No one." Mm. And so I am lucky enough that every once in a while people do. Super nice.
Yeah.
I think it's super. I've been doing this for more than 30 years. And it never gets old to have a stranger come up and be like, "Hey, I like what you're doing.
Can't wait for my first time."
It's pretty good, Josh. If you see Josh Wheeler out in public, tell him he did a great job.
Speaking of the Twins game, I do have to pivot here. I'm going to play this little tidbit here. This song happened to play on the big Jumbotron. And certain somebody is also famous for this.
Yeah, that is true. So, look, I am very serious about Twins karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're watching on our live stream right now, you can see an image that one of our listeners, Gabriel, captured on the Jumbotron. Why was he recording during the Twins sing-along? I don't know. But I go all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sing. Like, don't you think it's lame when you see people on the big screen and they're not going for it? Shouldn't you go for it?
Yeah, 100%.
Have some fun. Now, if you're on Kiss Cam with your wife, do you go for it? How hard do you
go? As long as you're sure it's your wife, there's been many opportunities where it is not, and that is where you kind of have to pan the camera.
I do love that. I love that. I think the crowd loves it. When there's some uncertainty where you get the three shot, there's a gal on either side, and you're like, I don't know.
Brother, sister, yeah.
Right? I believe you should go all in. Now, Kiss Cam, I don't think Alyssa and I have ever been on Kiss Cam. Maybe I should I rig that? I could probably set it up.
Go tonight. Tonight. It happen. Kiss in the rain.
Tonight there's a decent chance that everyone there will be on Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
I had such a good time at the game. It was a beautiful day. And I wish we would play the Milwaukee Brewers all the time.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you that much, because all of the Western Wisconsin Brewer fandom, they show up, and then people come from Milwaukee and Madison and all over the state. And it just was great. It was a great environment. Do I like it when our home stadium has people singing Roll Out the Barrels after we finish the seventh inning stretch? Not particularly. My favorite moment, and then we'll get, I actually do have topics and things to talk about them. But my favorite moment, where this thing went to a final out situation in the top of the ninth. Twins had the lead. Fans all around us, we were in section 122. So sort of left field, lower bowl. Great seat. But everyone around us was a Brewers fan. And so people started chanting, "Let's go Brewers," you know.
Yeah.
And there's about, this kid had to be like, I don't know, under 2 years old. And this adorable little kid just does the thumbs down as people are going, "Let's go, Brewers." This Twins fan, little kid,
yeah.
Very, very little. It was the cutest thing ever. The kid was like,
"It's been a lot through the 2 years."
No.
Yeah.
Thumbs down to the anti-cheering against the Brewers fans.
Been through a lot.
It's pretty good. Still going to a Twins game, man. It's still fun. I know, like, people have feelings, and I honor it.
Yeah.
But pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Lots of conversation in the show about Mary Moriarty filing charges against an ICE agent. I think it's great. Texter says, "I wish Moriarty would pursue prosecution of gun crime individuals in Hennepin County." I do think it's fair to say, I wish we had a Hennepin County prosecutor that was more focused on prosecuting crime and less focused on the overall picture of justice. I get it. I get where people are coming from. I do think that, one, she's not running again.
Yeah.
In a way, I think there is a parallel to what's going on with Donald Trump. That Donald Trump has record low approval ratings that just came out today, 37%.
Yeah.
But just like Mary Moriarty does not need to care about what voters think, I also sort of think Donald Trump doesn't really need to care. He's not running again. If people don't approve of him, so what? It might hurt Republicans in the midterms, but it might not. I don't know that.
You're telling me that the Trump 2028 stickers are a myth.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So when I look at what Mary Moriarty is doing, I think she is doing what she thinks is right and what she was elected to do. And I do think in this case, the ICE agent who was charged today has a lot to answer for, because, you know, Daniel Rosen, our U.S. attorney, filed after he saw the video that Minneapolis police had of what actually happened compared to what this ICE agent said happened. He immediately asked for the case to be dismissed with prejudice, meaning it can't be brought back ever again. So, you know, I think charging that ICE agent, it's a no-brainer. But if you want to hear more conversation about that podcast, it's available for you. Just search Drive Time with DeRussia, and you can find video. If you like consuming your podcast on YouTube, you can like and subscribe at WCCO Radio. Also, just launched over the weekend a TikTok page. Just search DeRussia Show. That's show clips only. So my regular TikTok will still be my regular nonsense, but a special TikTok just for the show. Fraud. I want to talk about fraud because the Star Tribune this weekend had a story that really, in some ways, confirmed a lot of reporting that has been out there in a number of different sources. And it's stuff that we've talked about for a while now. But for me, the biggest takeaway in this story that the Star Tribune, really an incredible investigative report. It's part of why I subscribe to the Star Tribune. I know people have their feelings, but nobody can pull off a massive reporting project like they can. But what they found is that this Feeding Our Future scandal and the fraud was an open secret. And a bunch of records that they got found plenty of examples where officials could have taken action to prevent the fraud from happening, to stop the payments before more than $250 million from this federally funded child nutrition program was doled out by the state education department. Open secret. And what I am curious about, and I'd like your reaction at 651-461-9226. Do you think we've learned anything? Do you think that government today would prevent fraud before it happens at this level? Are we smarter? Are we more skeptical? And specifically around this number one issue, that the Democrats are working for these social service agencies, working for the Department of Education, working in the Walz administration, that they were afraid they were going to be called racist because most of the fraudulent operators who were applying for money that should have been going to feed children who didn't have access to school lunch and their usual nutrition because of COVID, they were mostly Somali. And in 2020, in 2021, if you are a Democrat in Minnesota, probably the worst thing that you could be accused of is being a racist. And I just wonder if, are we in a better place? 651-461-9226. I have thoughts on that. I'd love to hear yours when we come back here on Drive Time. I do not believe that a fraudster today would get away with threatening a lawsuit and filing a lawsuit against the state of Minnesota, accusing the state of being racist. I think that will be the biggest takeaway and the biggest immediate change when it comes to fraud in Minnesota. Star Tribune reporting this weekend had three or four investigators who work for the state saying, yeah, we had some questions and we wanted to do site visits because these numbers weren't adding up. It grew too fast. It wasn't possible they were serving this many children. And they were told not to because all of those centers were run by Somali Americans and they didn't want to be accused of being racist. Now, it wasn't an unfounded fear because a white woman who was the ringleader of the Feeding Our Future fraudster operation, what did she do? She sued the state and accused it of being racist. We got to get over that. We got to get over it. There is real racism in our community. Don't get me wrong. Real racism is happening each and every day. But this is not the area you need to worry about. We need to be able to investigate things without fear that you're going to be accused of being a racist. And frankly, if someone says, DeRussia, you're being racist, I don't care. I care about making sure that people in need get the benefits that they get and they should get. I care about those people. And I care about our dollars. And I care about the integrity of our government and the integrity of the whole system, which is that I'm willing to pay taxes because I believe that money is going to be used for a greater good. Texture says, as a lifelong Democrat, I sure hope that we have learned a lesson, that we have oversight and things in place to not allow fraud to happen in future programs for the needy. On the other side of the aisle, had the Republicans been in power, they would have been very unlikely to have given anything to people in need. And that's also an extreme we don't want. I hope that Republicans don't take the lesson here to be, we don't need to help people who are poor. That's just not what I've heard. I do think something that I've heard more from people on the right is maybe we've gone too far in outsourcing programs that the government should be running to nonprofits and private industry. And I do think that's a real takeaway, where you can say, if this is important enough for us to do as a government, maybe we should do it instead of having the federal money give the money to the state. The state gives the money to this nonprofit that's going to give the money then to these other people. There's just too many middlemen, too many places for fraud to start flying.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Kevin's in Anoka. Kevin, do you think we're in a better place today when it comes to being more skeptical about fraud?
So a little quick explanation here.
Sure.
I don't care about baseball, basketball, football, or hockey. I've been paying attention to politics since Reagan's first administration. And for 60 years, I've been hearing about, we're going to stop fraud. And since the 1960s, when we started the war on welfare, there's been no drop in the national poverty rate. 70% of what the government spends is on welfare. Think about a 70% size in reduction of the government and a 70% reduction in your taxes, and you could donate that money to whoever you want. At some point in time, after three generations, we have to admit it's not working, and the federal government or the state government is incapable of accomplishing this.
No, I don't disagree with you. I also would like to see, I also would like to believe that people would donate the money. But are people going to give the money?
The country donates more money than anybody on the planet. We donate billions of dollars every year. If your tax rate went from 40 down to 12% because you got rid of the welfare programs, you would have money to start a business and employ people. And you wouldn't have millions of federal workers.
Do you really believe, though, Kevin, that that's what people would do?
People already do it with the situation we have.
No, but the many of the people who are recipients of these programs are not people that are necessarily super employable by your dream company that some rich person's going to open up.
That's not my problem. If you don't want
it
to
becomes
work,
your problem if you
to feed you.
Yeah. I mean,
go live off of the trash in the back of a grocery store or get a job. I don't care. I'm sick of paying for generation upon generation to live on welfare. I personally know somebody who's on their third generation. Their family has not sustained a job in 40 years.
So what is your solution for those folks? Because they're not going to just disappear.
Stop feeding them. They'll go get a job. There's 5 million open jobs in this country right now.
No.
Walk into a Ford dealer and you can make $60,000 a year. There's 50,000 open service bays at your Ford dealer.
It's thank you, Kevin. Kevin and I have a different approach, but I do think Kevin is not wrong to say our approach in fighting poverty has not necessarily been effective. I think what Kevin ignores is that, yes, our population today is larger. We have, you know, the poverty rate is the same. So without those programs, would the poverty rate be much worse? I think it's likely. I think it's likely. It's difficult to track what is the benefit when the poverty rate stays the same. And you look at that and say, well, we have failed. Well, without all of these programs, the poverty rate would have been much higher and higher and higher. So it's sort of a farcical way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That said, do I think that we've cracked the code? No. I hope all of the rich people with their big Trump tax cuts are writing big checks to charities that are doing the work and are showing the data and are getting results. I hope that's true. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on CCO.
Hey, Jason.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hey. I listened to the entire segment of this on Adam and Giordano this morning. And I have two points to make. One is the well-deserved reputation of lame-ass state employees. It's been that way for decades. They even laugh about it. I think they're aptly blamed. Secondly, some of the lower-level whistleblowers did run into pushback from their supervisors.
Yeah.
You're going to become labeled racist. We're not going to do anything with it. I don't know why somebody didn't pull up a big broom and start sweeping the floor and fire some of these SOBs.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's not been one head rolled in all of this, and I don't get it.
It's outrageous.
The whole thing just makes my blood boil.
Thanks, Chef. So, yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. Two notes. One, Kevin said, did Kevin say 70% of government spending is on welfare? Or you could cut that 70% cut? Mm. I don't know. Welfare, the biggest expense in our federal budget, I believe, is defense spending. These sort of social services, human services programs are somewhere between like 7 and 15%. Unless he was counting bogus, like unless he was counting Social Security. I don't know exactly what he's talking about there. Even in Minnesota, the social services programs, like, for example, I think a lot of people think the state covers, pays for hunger relief, and they barely, it's mostly people making donations and companies. So anyway, I did want to just call that out. Education budget, when you look at the state, welfare is not a huge percentage either. Yeah. Is it a lot of money, though? Yes.
Yes.
Is it fair to say, are we getting results? Are there different ways we could try to lift people out of poverty? Absolutely. Now, if your solution is pull the plug on all of these benefits and go into the Ford dealer,
You
gotta go starve. You can't just walk off.
Gotta let them go hungry.
That's a little preposterous. But there is an academic conversation about, does welfare, does it help people in the long term, the safety net, or does it provide a disincentive to choose a better life?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the thing. Let's break. We got to go. Let's get to Dave Schwartz. We're going to talk some sports. We'll talk about the NFL draft coming to Minneapolis, and we'll talk about the way the Wolves and Wild ended their seasons when we come back. Dave Schwartz is with us. Dave, I want to start in kind of a good news piece, I think, for the Twin Cities, especially Minneapolis, the fact that the NFL draft is going to be coming here in 2028. It's a long way away, but we know, I mean, the NFL draft has become such an event.
It really has. I mean, nobody knows how to dominate a calendar like the National Football League. I mean, they have it perfected. Everything that they do is big television, but they make it a fan component. And so it whatever they throw at the wall sticks. And so this is a great thing for Minneapolis. It's a great thing to have the NFL draft here. It will be exciting. U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, this is why this was part of the whole promise of getting...
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thing the stadiums, big events like this, getting the, you know, they got the Super Bowl, now the NFL draft and things. So this is what it is all about, why you put this kind of stadium and these kind of funds behind a stadium. So it's a good thing. It's exciting. And, you know, football fans will get the chance to come boo Roger Goodell in person for once.
Which is nice.
That's a good thing.
It's just a nice thing, for sure. For sure.
Although we're Minnesota nice, we probably won't. We'll probably cheer him. And then to our friends, we'll be like, oh, he's terrible.
I don't know. Football fans, I feel like, are not known for holding back.
They are not known for holding back. You're right. And it's kind of become this. I mean, I'll give Goodell credit. He leans into it, right? He loves to be booed. It's fun. He doesn't mind being hated because he's doing his job very well, and he's getting paid handsomely for it. So it's not a bad gig.
You know, speaking of people being hated, two issues in the NBA over the weekend, one Ant-related, one related to the revealing of the MVP for the NBA. Mm. But let's start with the Anthony Edwards, because obviously both the Timberwolves and the Wild, the way they ended their seasons, left a lot to be desired, I think. The Wild was maybe more painful. The Wolves was more infuriating, right? Yeah. But there's been this sort of sub-controversy about Anthony Edwards with like 8 minutes left in the game,
yeah,
going over and dapping up the San Antonio Spurs. Does this outrage you? Where are you at on this?
I don't know if I'd go all the way to outrage, but I did hear about it. I did see it. And it is very counter what Anthony Edwards is usually all about, which is, I'm never going to take a day off. I'm going to play through everything. I'm going to fight till my last dying breath kind of attitude. Now, there is a portion in sports where there is a time to say, you know, they do this in hockey very well, where you don't shake hands until the end of the series and that kind of thing. I do have a problem with this. I do. And I don't want to judge someone without knowing everything, but the fact that with 8 minutes left, you walk over and declare victory, even though we all know at that point that they're going to lose it, the optics of it aren't great. And that's something I think where, you know, Anthony Edwards does still have a little bit of maturing to do. And I think that reminds me of that this is, that's not the time to do that. I get that you want to be gracious in defeat, but with 8 minutes left in the game is not the time to wave the white flag, especially since everything that you've done and said in your career is, I'm going to keep going until they carry me off the court.
But when
that was not that.
When the coach empties the bench and all of the scrubs go in the game, isn't that the same thing? I think that is precisely the same thing. That is waving the waving the white flag. What's the difference?
Here's the difference, Jason. Here's the difference. He can't control who goes in the game. He can't control when the coach decides to empty the bench and let guys get playing time. He can control walking over there and declaring defeat to Wemby. And that's the big difference to me. They are two very different things.
You even acknowledged it was over. Everyone knows it was over.
It was over.
So this is just one of these gentlemanly.
He gets paid an exorbitant amount of money to play until the final.
I mean, he didn't leave.
Buzzer.
He didn't leave the arena. He just went over.
He might as well have. Yeah. He might. What's the difference? Why even bother sitting there? I'm not saying he wasn't.
But when you empty the bench, you've given up. When you empty the bench, you've given up.
That's not his decision. That's not his call. His call is to walk over there and do that. That's the one thing he can control, and he controlled it in a way that I think put off a lot of fans.
I mean, I don't know if he's been asked about it yet because I'm curious what the motivation was. Is it because when the other team wins, you don't really get a chance to do anything more than a cursory congratulation? I mean, the motivation I'm curious about, but I think the outrage is more a little, it's a little bit too of the, like, well, this is the proper way to do things for my taste. I'm not going
as far as being outraged, but I can understand people who are upset. And again, if Anthony Edwards is going to sit here and say, you know, I'm going to play every minute of every single game my life. I'm going to play for everything.
I mean, I'm not pro. I'm just not con. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't upset me. I think that mostly it's old fans. You're one of the younger fans expressing disappointment in this.
It's kind of a boomer sports take, a little bit. I've been called a boomer many times, so I appreciate being called younger.
I mean, if you're asking me, would I have suggested that Anthony Edwards go do this? I would not. So, like, that's to sort of shade where I'm at on this, but, you know.
Well, and I mean, go do it.
It's better than talking about losing by 30, whatever. Like, I mean,
correct.
Yikes.
Send him a text after the game.
I guess.
Walk to the locker room and tell him good job where there's not cameras and people watching. But
that's fair.
Think of it this way. Think of it this way. You spent $300 to $400 on the ticket to that game to see Anthony Edwards, and with 8 minutes left, he said, "Sorry, you're not getting these last 8 minutes of entertainment from me. I'm out."
Well,
wouldn't you just be a little annoyed
if he had pulled himself out of the game? But the coach is always, the coach waved the flag, so I guess it doesn't bother me that Ant did. I mean, if the other side of this is saying like that starters should play to the end no matter what, which is sort of the fans bought a ticket argument.
I don't agree with that. I don't, again, like the emptying the bench and let guys play. I mean, listen, the only playing time I got in high school was after the coach waved the white flag. Like, that was it.
And
so
that's
important
for those guys, too. When you look at the Minnesota Wild, they were, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw, you know, against the dominant number one team in hockey. I look at this season and feel like this was a nice step forward, but you still are left with a fair number of questions, right? The number one thing that you would address with this team, looking at kind of what we saw, what would it be?
Well, there's a lot of questions. I mean, at this point, I think everyone's going to talk about needing more depth up the middle. And you're right, though. I mean, this series to me was less about what the Wild did and more about what the Avalanche did. And I mean, the Avalanche were the best team in the NHL. They have been for the second half of the season, and they played a great game. Minnesota made some mistakes. And when you make mistakes against a team like Colorado, they capitalize. And that's exactly what you saw. There were injuries to key players at key times, and especially in this series without Eriksson Ek and Jonas Brodin, those two guys missing them. It's huge, but part of winning the Stanley Cup is who's the healthiest at the time. And that's why you don't always see the best team win. It's the one who can stay the healthiest. So I think depth is going to be an issue, but I think the biggest questions this offseason, and you've already heard them, is what are they going to do with Quinn Hughes? Are they going to sign him long-term? What's going to happen to Matt Zuccarello? What are they going to do with the goaltender situation maybe? And how do they parlay that? There are a lot of questions, but to me, the majority of this team and the majority of this team's success comes back next year, and there really shouldn't be any glaring issue why this can't be run back again with the heart of this roster. And so there'll be some ancillary changes. There's probably going to be some leaving, but they may be able to add to see what can be added in free agency this summer.
Yeah, I think we all hope we can keep Quinn Hughes, because what a joy it has been to watch him play in a Wild uniform, right?
Yeah, and in the postseason he was clutch, and that's what you sign a guy like him for. That when you know he scores a couple goals in against Dallas that were clutch. He was incredible in the postseason all around. He was incredible. The guy didn't have a bad night. I mean, I watch every single Wild game. I don't remember a night where I thought, boy, Quinn Hughes is off tonight. He's that good. Every time the puck is on his stick, he rarely gives it away. And he is that. He is a game-changing, team-changing player, and I certainly hope we get to see him in green and red for a long time.
Dave Schwartz is with us. Dave, your Wild boys were blowing up social media because they were hanging out at Maynard's on Lake Minnetonka. Kirill and Quinn. I will say, pretty good taste. Like, I think Maynard's, like, that's a clutch quality summer Minnesota move, right?
Yeah, I did see that. And by the way, shout out to whoever does the PR for Maynard's to get
all of them in sweatshirts. Brilliant.
Every single one. I mean, that was just brilliant. I don't know who does their media, PR, social media, but give them a raise because that was good.
Whoever the manager was who was like on
well
it.
Done.
Just, yes. Very, very smart. I'm sure.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
We all belong outside. We are drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Her Fletcher's is pissed. Why not us?
Why not us? Yeah, I don't know, but it worked out.
There's lots of room for all of those places. I love all of them out on the lake. Nothing better.
They are fun. It is the quintessential Minnesota night. I agree.
Yeah, pretty good. It is funny how we like it. Like, seeing them hang out in the real world, I like that. Yeah. I like that, you know.
Well, I mean, and, you know, listen, the season didn't end the way we wanted, right? Everybody wants a Stanley Cup. But, once it's over, these guys deserve a break. They deserve to relax. Absolutely. They've been playing hockey, you know, every single week other than February since the beginning of September. So it's a long season.
Pretty good. Dave Schwartz, appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
You got it.
All right, Twins baseball is coming up next. I had a great time at the Twins game yesterday. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at DeRussia J or on Facebook at The Jason DeRussia, because I'm going to post a video of what it's like to throw out a first pitch at a Twins game with my nephews. Pretty fun stuff yesterday. Continental Diamond Time is 5:57. Graduation, Father's Day coming up. Think about a pre-owned luxury timepiece. Great selection at multiple price points at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Twins finish their homestand. Houston Astros coming up next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.